You're listening to SBS News.
The time is 3:19. The time is 3:19.
It's hard to believe now, but prior to 1954, a post office telephone operator would spend part of her shift sitting in front of a microphone telling the time again and again and again. It was probably one of the most tedious jobs of the century. So in 1954, the arrival of an automated system would have been greeted with relief by telephonists.
Australia's first speaking clock came to Melbourne in the liner Arcadia on her maiden voyage to this country. Contained in 37 crates, it was carefully unloaded under the supervision of post office engineers.
The idea of an automated speaking clock was not new. Britain's GPO telephone service started theirs in 1936. But the first city in the world to enjoy the luxury was Paris, which began the service on St. Valentine's Day, 1933. The Paris Observatory had found its one and only telephone line was increasingly used by punctual Parisians wanting to know the exact time. Noel Demarc is today's director of the Système de Référence Temps Espace Research Centre at the Paris Observatory.
Before that time, loads of people called the Paris Observatory to get the right time, and that was a big problem for staff and phone lines. In 1929, the director, Ernest Esclangon, was tired of seeing all his phone lines clogged up and decided to develop an automated system.
Up until 1936, Britain had used a live operator to tell people the time from the telephone exchange clock if they rang up and asked. The British Post Office adopted the French idea and, as this movie-tone newsreel explains, ran a competition to choose the perfect voice for the service.
Enunciation of poetry is one of the tests imposed on the candidates in the Post Office's Golden Voice competition. And this is not inappropriate, for the Poet Laureate is one of the judges. Mr. Stuart Hibbard, chief announcer of the BBC, is another. Sitting next to him is Dame Sybil Thorndike.
That competition was won by Ethel Jane Kane.
Well, I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled to have won this competition. So if you want to know the time, there's no need now to ask a policeman. Just give me a ring sometime.
Miss Kane was the voice of Britain's speaking clock from 1936 to 1963. It was nearly two decades later before the massive optical disc equipment needed for a speaking clock in Australia was delivered, initially to Melbourne and to Sydney in 1954. This post office promotional newsreel gives some idea of the scale of the task.
The task of installing the clocks, each weighing many tons, began under the supervision of a British post office engineer, whose care guided Australian technicians through the intricacies of assembly in specially prepared rooms. The mechanism itself comprises two complete units, one working and one standby, each connected to a different source of power supply in order to safeguard against a breakdown in the service.
The voice of the first speaking clock was Gordon Gow, a film critic and radio broadcaster whose rich tones provided the service for more than half a century until 1990.
At the third stroke, it will be 9, 50 and 10 seconds.
In 1990, the old optical disc system was replaced by a digital computer-operated device, and Mr. Gow's voice was replaced by ABC announcer Richard Peach.
At the third stroke, it will be 11, 59 and 50 seconds.
The third stroke, it will be 12 o'clock, precisely.
Telstra moved the service over to an independent contractor, Informatel, in 2006, where it remained until Telstra decided to end the speaking clock service altogether on the stroke of midnight on September the 30th. Telstra says the service wasn't compatible with its new network technology, and the public now has many devices to hand which tell the time very accurately. Britain has retained its service, voiced since 2007 by Sara Mendes da Costa.
At the third stroke, the time from BT will be 8, 32 and 10 seconds.
Britain is one of the few countries that has maintained a speaking clock. Adrian Hosford is the Director of Corporate Responsibility for British Telecom. He says the service still gets millions of calls a year.
Today, we've still got 70 million calls a year to the BT speaking clock. At its height, it used to be 250 million a year. But even today, it's still a very popular service. And I think because even with people having devices, they want to see that those devices are accurate.
So for us here in Australia, we're on our own now. Just us and Siri. Hey, Siri.
Yes?
What's the exact time?
It's 9:10 a.m.
Alan Lee, SBS News.